subject, my cheating ex-husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was married for 10 years and we had problems from him cheating and the women being disrespectful to my household. He had gastric bypass surgery while we were together, and then afterwards, he got a good job making good money with his new look. Our relationship suffered when I found out he was messing with several women from the plant where he works. Our kids told me they remember other women being at our house while I was at work. I had no clue of that. The woman he is about to marry is one of the females he was messing with. My ex-husband still had several women, and they know the kids and spend time with them and buy them expensive gifts. But his fiance does not have good communication with the kids, and they don't like her. I've been cordial to his fiance for the past 6 years, and my daughter asked if I was going to the wedding because her father is going to send me an invitation. I told her they can burn it because I'm not going, even though my kids are in the wedding. I feel like this woman is getting back what she put me through because he's still out all night cheating. I told my ex-husband I forgive him, but I want to tell his fiance so bad that she has a cheating dog. I feel she already knows she's just accepting it just because she wants to be married and have a man in her life. Help, Steve. This is a disaster. How do I explain to my girls about their dad and his cheating ways? Because this could affect them. Okay, first of all, please don't talk badly to your kids about their dad. Don't do that, okay?
No, no. Yeah.
Just don't do that. They'll find out. They'll grow. Yeah. They'll grow up and become women on their own, and they'll see it for themselves. But don't do that, okay?
Yeah. They'll realize that he's hugging and kissing Auntie.
Exactly.
Go to Auntie Gail.
Uh-huh.
Kissing Auntie Gail in the mouth. They'll see that.
That's right, Anthony. And then first, good riddance, okay? Good riddance to him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was cheating. I'm glad you guys are divorced.
Yeah.
And it's over. She didn't need all that in her life.
No,
she did
but
not.
What she needs to do is just let it go, because she's still keeping
holding
herself
on
in that same mess.
She's still holding on.
Relive it every time. She, you know.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't do that.
Let it go.
Yeah. Let it go.
Stop worrying about it.
Yeah, you're free now. You can go on with your life.
Ex,
you can get a new man.
Ex-husband. It said ex.
E-X.
He exit.
X is for exit in this one. Yeah, and then, you know, don't tell his fiance anything about him.
No.
She already knows because she was the one he was cheating with.
Exactly.
So she knows he's a cheater right there. So you don't have to say anything. You know, I probably would rethink it because your kids are in the wedding.
Yeah.
I probably would go to the wedding, though. What about you?
Just go to, you know, she can go there and be, be nosy.
see what's up.
What's she having? I know she didn't. No, she didn't. No, she didn't wear off beige.
Off beige.
No, she didn't. So,
no, she didn't wear white like the bride.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go there. You might meet a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. A lot of people do hook up at weddings, Anthony.
I
don't know,
man, get
that's
some of that free
point.
Cheese.
Some of that what, dog?
Free cheese. And a little bitty, do little bitty baby crackers.
Foo-foo. I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
so go on. I would definitely go to the wedding. But, you know, good riddance to him. He's out of your life. You don't have that headache anymore. You know, the gastric bypass thing.
Yeah,
wow,
the little
he changed.
Bitty, little bitty stomach. Like he bad. The tight stomach.
That's
full. He full. Full of himself.
A
little bitty stomach.
A little bitty stomach.
Yeah, a little tight stomach. What you should do, time now to make him drink a bunch of water. Stretch it back out.
That's how she can pay him back.
Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Waste all his money. That's what you should do. Water hose him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.